Blog Talk Radio. Lord. Yes, Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. Welcome to Wednesday night Bible study. God bless everyone that's here in attendance and Bible study. I hope you all can hear me well. Amen. We thank you for another opportunity to be here on the line today to be able to receive. We're going to revisit a lesson that I taught probably about a year or two ago, and just want to bring it back, understanding how we can activate blessings through prayer. By believing. And so we're going to talk about that and experiencing what that means, experience the protection and power and favor of God, amen, when we pray, amen, for you and for your loved ones. So we want to dive right in. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for this opportunity once again, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you remembered us. Amen. That you kept us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this set time, oh God, that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace so that we can receive from you great and mighty. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let us receive revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to allow the scripture to take root and manifest in us, amen, and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, spirit of unbelief. We come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that may be operating on this line today to block us, to stop us from receiving. We come against it, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of distraction right now, frustration, procrastination, limitation, hallelujah, spirit of destruction, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness on this line tonight, amen. We decree and declare that all is well with us, amen. We decree and declare the blessings that come from you that make it rich and add no sorrow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this lesson on tonight. We decree and declare we are blessed. Amen. Because you, Heavenly Father, has blessed us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, welcome, 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 everyone, to Wednesday night Bible study. We're just going to start out with an introduction here tonight. As we enter in and having a better understanding of blessing and prosperity. So the subject of blessing and prosperity has become very controversial among those in the church, and we are the church. So we want to be blessed and live the abundant life that Christ has died to give us, yet we don't want to approach God as if he is. We don't want to be as if he is a lottery or slot machine. So if you put in the right amount of prayer, praise, worship, faith, and good work, out comes your blessing. But for some, that is all they see God as, and they get beside themselves when he doesn't come through for them the way they wanted him to. They'll cancel God out and say, what kind of God is this? And you wouldn't believe I've heard it all. Not just be in awe. I'd just be amazed that people would even part their lips to even speak so in a way about God. Amen. So blessings and prosperity are more than money. I want us to understand blessings and prosperity are more than money. According to Strong's Complete Concordance of the Bible, one Hebrew word for prosperity is shalom. Amen, shalom. And so we often associate the word shalom with peace, but the peace that Christ went to war for on the cross is a complete, whole kind of peace. Also, according to Strong, shalom is completeness, soundness, welfare, and peace. It represents completeness in number and safety and soundness in your physical body. Shalom also covers relationships with God and with people. So God's thoughts concerning your peace and prosperity are much higher than you could imagine. So it is his desire to bless, amen, and to prosper you, to give you his grace, favor, and protection. Favor means grace that which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness, charm, lovingness, loveliness and goodwill, benefits, a bounty reward. So if you look up the Hebrew and Greek definition of prosperity, many of these words carry over into favor as well. So favor is goodwill. So this is God's kindness and benevolence given to those who love him. Favor will release great blessings, including prosperity, help, opportunity, and advancement. The Bible records numerous examples of God's favor upon his people, causing them to experience many breakthroughs. Favor is God's loving kindness. Amen. Favor is God's loving kindness. So we know the story about Joseph. Joseph experienced God's favor and went from prison, from the prison to the palace. So God will do the same for you. Amen. He'll do the same for us. He can change your circumstances in one day, no matter where you are in life. This is when the favor of God is on your life. Job, we know the story about Job. Job was another man who was blessed and who operated under the full favor and blessing of God. Hallelujah. 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 So I want us to understand. I want to make sure I'm not going too fast, but I want us to understand the favor of God that's upon our life. Amen. We have a favor of God upon our life. So understanding that. So in the book of Job, chapter 10, verse 12, he confessed that his life and the favor he had were gifts from God. So thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. This is from the King James Version. So life and favor are gifts of God. So we don't need luck. We need blessing. Amen. We need favor. We need, hallelujah, the blessing of God. God desires to release new favor on your life. So when you have God's favor and blessing, there's nothing in life that can hold you down. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you begin to walk in the favor and blessing of the Lord, others will recognize it. The favor and blessing of God on your life is one of the most powerful things that can be released to you. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 6 and 33, and this is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. So protection was added to Job in the book of Job, chapter 29, verse 17 says, the jaws of the wicked and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. So when the evil plans of the enemy set out to destroy Job, he had weapons to fight back. Then he claimed the exponential, you all, spoils of the victory. So God says, you don't need money. You need my favor. You need his shalom, the full measure of peace, to operate in your life. This is your gift from him if you are his child. So if you are in covenant with him, God blesses his people and rescues them. So just as he did with the Israelites, God loved you and chose you in spite of who you are and what you have done. You are already elected by God. You were chosen before the foundation of the world. He chose you. It was because of anything you've done. That is his favor. God talks to the children of Israel in Ezekiel chapter 16 and verses 1 through 14 about how he found them in a rejected state where they had been thrown away and no one wanted them. They were drowning in their own blood. But when God passed by them, he said to them, live. Then he blessed them and adorned them with jewels. God is saying the same thing to you. Maybe you were thrown away to die and had no chance at living. Maybe no one wanted you, or you were not born with a silver spoon in your mouth. But when God looked upon you, he had mercy on you. See, God will not only save you and wash you, but he will also bless you, dress you up, put jewels on you, and beautify you. The grace and favor of God on your life will cause you to go into a place of prosperity. Amen. So God not only will save you, but will also multiply and bless you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. See, we're going to talk a little more in this lesson as we go forward. And it's a lesson that's been taught before, but it needs to come back again to bring back to your remembrance and understanding, hallelujah, to how you receive the blessing and favor of God upon your life through prayer and how to activate these blessings through prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about how to obtain the covenant blessings of God. We're going to learn confessions and prayers based on God's word that will activate his shalom over your life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We can choose blessing by choosing to live and speak correctly. God is ready to release new favor, blessing, prosperity, protection, and peace over you. It is his desire to give you good things. Now get ready to receive it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long tonight. You all will probably be here to like 7:30 as we go through different prayer points. Amen. You can always go back and listen to this lesson, you know, to write down the prayers that we're going to pray so that you can pray these prayers in your own time by yourself. But let us go ahead. Let us decree and declare right now blessing and favor over our lives in the name of Jesus. So if you want to repeat after me, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh God. Hallelujah. For all that we petition by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you have granted us life and favor. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for life and life more abundantly. We thank you for favor coming upon our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We believe that new life and new favor have been ordained for us, and we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today we receive new life and new favor. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We believe favor is a gift of heaven. Amen. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive the gift of life. Hallelujah. The gift of eternal life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the gift of favor, the gift of grace upon our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, Lord God, for new grace and new favor, new prosperity and new blessing coming into our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we declare and declare that we are the apple of God's eye. Amen. We are one with God's favors. Amen. God favors us. Amen. Loves us and has chosen us from the foundation of the world to receive His grace and favor. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive extraordinary favor on our life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, come on, my dear quarter will shot in the head. Come on, come on. Let's give God some praise right now as we receive right now by faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Know that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're just now logging on tonight to our Bible study, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are revisiting a place we visited probably a year ago in this lesson, and it needed to be brought back up again. Amen. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we get so distracted and our minds get cluttered with the everyday things of life and issues and problems and everything else that we open ourselves up to. Hallelujah. We have to get back in position, how we put our eyes and our mouth and ears and to the word of God, hearing and speaking and seeing it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let us pray prayers for the blessing and favor of God upon our life right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare according to Genesis 39:6. Let us be well favored, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, according to Genesis 39:21, Lord, show us mercy and give us favor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Exodus 12:36 right now. Give us favor in the sight of the world. Amen. Oh Lord, let us be satisfied with your favor like Nephthali, according to Deuteronomy 33:23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us have favor with you, Lord God, and with men in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 1 Samuel 2:26, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us have favor with the king. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to 1 Samuel 16:22, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us have great favor in the sight of the king. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us find favor like Esther. Hallelujah. Thou hast granted us life, and we thank you in favor, and thy visitation has preserved our spirit. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We pray unto you, Lord, and grant us favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Job 33:26, hallelujah. We decree to tell Psalm 5:12, bless we are. Amen. Surrounded with your favor like a shield. Amen. In your favor is life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Make our mountains stand strong by your favor, Lord God. Because your favor, hallelujah, the enemy will not triumph over us. Amen. Through your favor, hallelujah, we are brought back from captivity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our horn be exalted through your favor, oh God. Let us be, hallelujah, let our set time on favor come, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We entreat your favor, oh God, with our whole heart, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your favor be a cloud of the latter rain, oh Lord. Let your favor be upon our life as a dew upon the grass. We choose your loving favor rather than gold and silver, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us be highly favored, oh God. Show us your marvelous loving kindness, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember your mercy and loving kindness in our life, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Your loving kindness is before our eyes, oh God. We receive your excellent loving kindness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, continue your loving kindness in our life, oh God. Let your loving kindness and your truth continue to preserve us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Command your loving kindness in the daytime, oh God. Your loving kindness is good. Turn unto us according to the multitude of your tender mercies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Quicken us after the loving kindness, oh God. Hear our voice according to your loving kindness, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you have drawn us, oh God, with your loving kindness, and we thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We decree and declare that it is so, and we seal it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We wanted to pray those prayers. Amen. Hallelujah. We are declaring, you know, confessing over our life on tonight. By faith, with all faith, believing and trusting God to do it and walking in expectation. Hallelujah. And receiving it right now. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. That we walk by faith and not by sight. That means we walk in expectancy. Amen. Hallelujah. Expecting it to show up. Receiving it right now. Amen. By faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. So we're going to talk a little bit about blessing by asking. Amen. We have to ask. Asking for what we need or want from God is a foundational principle of our relationship with him as king and ruler over all. He has made himself available to hear our requests. And Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11 makes it clear. It makes it very clear. The King James Version says that ask and it shall be given you, seeking, ye shall find, knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Amen. So God's covenant leaders understood that aspect of mankind's relationship with God, a relationship to God, and they took advantage of it. And so when they came into his presence, we talk about Jabez. It says, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. So the story of Jabez is only two verses in First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. That's First Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 through 10. It says, but it is a powerful reminder of the effectiveness of fervent prayer. The Bible says that Jabez was an honorable man, more honorable than his brothers. Being honorable and having a pure heart before God always play a part in how God answers our prayers. So you will see this theme throughout our lesson. It's not about being perfect, but it is about being holy, as we will uncover in our lesson as we go forth here in Bible study for the next 3 or 4 weeks. The story of Jabez goes on to reveal that he called on the God of Israel asked him for a blessing, and God granted him that which he requested. So God answered Jabez, and Jabez didn't go into some long exercise of prayer, reciting the Torah or using big words. He simply went before God and said, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. He asked, and God gave it to him. Simple. Simple. See, this teaches us that we can ask God to bless us and that he will grant us what we ask for. The best asked for God to bless him, and he did. See, God is the source of blessing, and it is the nature of God to be good to his creation. The psalmist says in the book of Psalm 100, verse 5, said, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. See, a revelation of the goodness of God will cause faith for his blessings. Amen? Hallelujah. Jacob said, I will not let go unless you bless me. When we look in the book of Genesis, in chapter 32, 24-26, that's Genesis 32, verses 24-26, the Bible says, then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him, and he said, let me go, for the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So this event in Jacob's life came after a long battle for the woman of his dreams. He had diligently worked for his wife, Rachel, for a total of 14 years. He had hope and expectation behind his efforts. So many of us pray once and immediately get angry with God when he doesn't give us what we pray for. Not Jacob. He held on to what he knew God had for him. And at the end of his labor, hallelujah, he had his eyes set on his blessing and wouldn't let go until he had it. Amen. See, but here we see Jacob once again in the midst of a battle. But this one was not a battle of flesh and blood. He is contending with the supernatural. Jacob had been taught by the fathers of past generations, Abraham and Isaac, about the power and provision of the one true God. So he knew that as he came in contact with him, he had an open invitation to request a blessing. And the blessing is what he got. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 32, verse 27 through 30, says, so he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked, saying, tell me your name, I pray. And he said, why is it that you ask about my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. So not only did Jacob come face to face with God, but because he asked, he was also blessed with a new name, purpose, future, and destiny. His whole identity was changed. Jacob experienced what is called a bonanza or suddenly of God. So he was instantly taken from being second after Esau and having no inheritance of his own to being blessed spiritually with an internal birthright full of the riches of the kingdom of God. So that is what God wants to do for you. So when you come to him for a blessing, he wants to give you more than what you ask for, because he is good and because he knows how to give good gifts to his children. So what you ask him for is only the start of what he wants to do in your life. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to be wrapping up here, church. Moses says, please show me your glory. So Moses longed for the glory of the Lord. He longed to dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. He sought hard after God, and God knew him intimately. So for you have found grace, about saying, you have found grace in my sight, and I know your name. And she said, so when the time came for Moses to make his request to see the glory of God, he didn't have to make a case for how close he and God were. See, God knew him by name. Does God know you by name? That's the question. In Exodus 33, verse 17 through 23, we witness the exchange between Moses and God. The Lord granted Moses' request because Moses had found favor in his sight, and he caused his goodness to pass before Moses. See, goodness is the word tum, meaning goods, good things, goodness, property, fairness, beauty, joy, and prosperity. The Lord is abundant in goodness and is anxious to give good gifts to his children. God has laid up his goodness, his blessings for us. If we know him and he knows us, all we have to do is ask him for it. His blessings are for his children. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 31 and 19 in the King James Version, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast brought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. We got to pray. Hallelujah. Pray us your blessing. And we're going to wrap up here. If you have any questions or comments, amen, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments at this time, please press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please press 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh, Lord, once again, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but we thank you. Father God, we come, oh, God, to receive your blessing, oh, God. Hallelujah. Not just for ourselves, but those in our family, Father God, all those that we love and concerned about right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are the source of our blessing. Lord, we choose blessing by walking in your covenant. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, command your blessing upon our life. Lord, you are the Father of life, and you give good gifts. Release your gifts into our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we trust you and we receive your blessings right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask to receive your blessings right now. Lord, we seek and find your blessing. Amen. Lord, we knock in the door. Blessing is open to us. Amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we ask for blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we believe you give them to us. Amen. Lord, you are our God who blesses and rewards those who diligently seek after you. Hallelujah. And we come seeking, oh God, after you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you are a fountain of life, a fountain of blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you are a tree of life. Amen. A tree of blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, release your river of blessing into our life. Amen. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, rain upon our life and pour out your blessing over us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, release the blessing of heaven and the blessing of the deep into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, release the blessing of the breast and the womb into our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the blessing of Abraham come upon us, come on our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us be blessed with authority. Amen. Let us be fruitful. Hallelujah. A fruitful bowl whose branches run over the world in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless our substance and the work of our hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless our land and let the dew of heaven be upon us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, enlarge us like Gad. Lord, let us be satisfied with favor. Let us be full of your blessing like Naphtali. Lord, let us, hallelujah, let us dwell in safety and covers like Benjamin. Lord, let us suffer, hallelujah, of the abundance of the seas and of the treasures hid in the sand like Zebulun, O God, and Ashkelon. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us reap 100-fold like Isaac. Let us be blessed like Jacob. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, love, hallelujah, Lord, Jabez, I ask you to bless him. And you did, oh God, bless us like Jabez. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless us and make us fruitful like Ishmael. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless us with a blessing that cannot be reversed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, hallelujah, let our basket and storehouse be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless our beginning and our letter end like Job. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless us with favor like Esther. Lord, bless us with wisdom like Solomon. Oh, Lord, give us favor like Nehemiah to finish the assignment you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless us to inherit our territory like Caleb and Joshua in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let us, hallelujah, win every battle like David. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive right now by faith your blessing of goodness. And you, hallelujah, and you set a crown of pure gold on our head. And we thank you for, Lord. We receive right now. We will rejoice because of your goodness. Hallelujah. Let your goodness pass before us, oh God. Let your abundant goodness come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your promise of goodness be fulfilled in our lives. Let us be glad, oh God, and joyful because of your goodness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We will rejoice in your goodness. Let us delight ourselves in your great goodness, oh God. Let goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life. For you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will not want. We remember, hallelujah, your goodness, oh God, and we thank you, oh God. We remember us, oh God, for your goodness sake. Amen. We receive your goodness in the land of the living. Amen. Lord, you have laid up your great goodness for us and we thank you for it, God. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your goodness endure continually in our lives. Crown our years with your goodness, oh God, and God's blessings on our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us be satisfied with the goodness of your house, oh God. We will praise you for your goodness and your wonderful works towards us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fill our soul with your goodness, Father God. We receive your loving kindness and great goodness right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, bring us into a plentiful country and let, hallelujah, let us enjoy your goodness, oh God. Let us enjoy your goodness, oh God. Hallelujah. The wheat, the wine, and the oil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, fill our soul with fatness and let us be satisfied with your goodness. Let men hear of the goodness and prosperity you establish in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, let your goodness be as a morning cloud, as an early dew, O Lord. Make us cheerful with goodness, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have tasted and seen that you are good. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare and declare, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith, we will not lack any good thing. Amen. Do good in your good pleasure toward us, O God. Lord, withhold no good thing from us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, give us the which is good. Hallelujah. And let us increase, oh God. Show us a token for good, oh God. Satisfy our mouth with good things. And let our youth be restored as the eagles. Amen. Open up your hand, oh God, and fill us with good. Amen. Oh, Lord, bless us out of Zion. Hallelujah. And let us see good. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us be satisfied with good by the fruit of your mouth, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have any questions or comments at this time, hallelujah, press 1. We are closing out now. Again, I thank you all for tuning in on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments at this time, press 1. Amen. If you prayed those prayers on tonight, by your faith, may it be unto you and all that's in your home, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God bless you. Seems like no one has any questions or comments. God bless you. God keep you. Tune back in on next Wednesday as we're going to continue in our lesson of study prayers that activate blessings, experiencing the protection, power, and favor of God for you and for your loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. I know this upcoming week is good. Good Friday is this coming Friday and Easter. I'll be celebrating. Join us on the Sunday service at 10 a.m. If you're able to, join us right here at 845-277-9213. We'd love to see you in service. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. The devil is already defeated, and you're already blessed. God loves you. Remember that. God loves you. And we thank God for you. You all have a blessed night in the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to reach. Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, then I'll